您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
According to a latest version of China's fat map, there are more fat people in North China than in the South. Is it true? 中国肥胖指数阶段研究成果和绿瘦健康指数表明，在中国，北方的胖子比南方的胖子多，这是真的吗？为什么会这样呢？ Actually, when I talk about fat, I really don't want to use that word.Because I think it's kind of taboo, but anyway, we're talking about people who are a bit chubby, who are considered that chubbier than the average. And what do you think this map tells us, and do you trust it?
Well, it's interesting that you use the word fat, because, I mean, what is that? That's a very sort of subjective term. What's beauty or whatever is in the eye of the beholder, and, you know, what one person might consider fat, another might not. So, I think it's a little bit disingenuous to just talk about a fat map, without giving it any sort of context.
Yes, and please give us the context, Luo Yu.
Well, basically, when we tell people he or she is chubby or not, we use a very important index, which is called Body Mass Index, or BMI. Usually, when you have the physical checkup, you have this figure shown on your checkup examination reports. It's a value derived from the mass, which is your weight, and height of the individual. So it is defined as the body mass divided by the square of your bodyHeight. Underweight is less than 18.5. Normal is from 18.5 to 25. And if you're overweight, the range falls on 25 to 29.9. And obesity is that you have the BMI value more than 30 or greater. So for those people who have the BMI value more than 25, they are considered as either overweight or obesity.
All right, there's a very clear definition for us out there. And what is the result of this report? Have you guys checked that out?
Well, what I think is interesting is that, in the UK or the US or wherever, when you think of Chinese people in general, you think of people being, you know...
Tiny and short, skinny.
Exactly. And I think the reason for that is that...when you look at the first wave of Chinese emigration, most people, when they went to the UK or the US or other countries, they came from the south, from southern parts of China. Obviously, the UK has a big historical link with Hong Kong, and I think a lot of people came from Guangdong and Fujian provinces, which are also in southern China, where, you know, according to studies, people tend to be, you know, generally smaller and shorter than in the north. And I think that informs people's judgment a lot. When I first came to China, first came to Beijing,obviously here in the north, and you have a lot of people from, you know, from Dongbei, from, you know, places like Heilongjiang and Jilin, and they tend to be very tall, especially girls from northeast China. I was very surprised to see, but I think that's a myth that has been somewhat busted, because people from the north tend to be sort of taller and maybe larger than people from the south, which is goes in some way with what this index is suggesting.
Right, according to this research, the top three, the chubbiest provinces, go to Hebei, Inner Mongolia, and Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. And Michael, you're right, Fujian, Zhejiang, and Jiangxi province, they have the lowest rate when it comes to the chubby group members in this map. So I think it's very easy for us to understand why people from Inner Mongolia and Xinjiang, Hebei are...bigger than people from other provinces. First, I think, you know, we live in an area which have high latitude, and it's very cold in winter, so we tend to eat more, consume more food. And in summer, not like people in southern provinces, we exercise, we have a slower pace of metabolism, because in southern parts of China, it's very scorching and humid weather there, so people have a faster pace of metabolism. So in winter, we fend off the cold, we eat a lot, and in summer, we don't work out. That's the reason.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, actually. Thank you, you know, for clearing it for me. And Julia...I think agrees with you, and she sent in a message a while ago and then just sort of coincided with a lot of the stuff that Luo Yu, you've just said. You guys tend to agree on it a lot. And I think as a Beijinger, a Beijing girl, when I went to the UK, I got the same kind of, whoa, I can't believe you're Chinese kind of attitude. And I don't think it was racism. I think it was from like some British friends, and then they were just really surprised to see how tall I am. And I say, you know, I'm from Beijing, I'm from China. And they just go, that is completely different from what they would expect, especially, you know, there's a lot of Hong Kong people in the UK, and then, you know, there are probably more of them are from the South, and there are some of those differences. But I don't think in today's day and age it is accurate enough to generalize like that anymore, because my Shanghai friends, believe it or not, they listen to our show, you know, broadcast from Beijing as well, and then they're not happy with sometimes I take my chance to say that Shanghai people are just, there's a lot to be said about them. and they say, look at Liu Xiang, look at Yao Ming, and these are people that are super tall, and you can't just generalize like that about us Southerners anymore like that. So what do you think contributes to this phenomenon? Like, why are people getting a bit fatter and not so much in certain places?
Well, I mean, we talked earlier on in the show about, you know, the amount of single and wealthy people in places like Beijing and Shanghai and Shenzhen, and the fact that these are, you know, first tier cities in China, you know, among the richest areas of China. And, you know, as China's, you know, as the quality of life has improved, people, you know, people aren't doing so much manual labor, and people are, you know, working in offices, and they don't need to exercise anymore. They don't need to, you know, toil in the fields or whatever for a living. So it stands to reason that, you know, if you have a much more sedentary pace of life, that, you know, you might start to, you know, get a little bit larger, especially, you know, if you're starting to eat a lot of fast food, which has permeated Chinese culture in recent years as well.
Oh, definitely. A lot of people eat junk food, and people from northern parts of China eat a lot of halal food, for example. And those halal food, including shish kebab, mutton, beef, whole milk, cheese, you
Ooh,
name
that
it.
Great.
Which contain a lot of protein, at the same time, a lot of fat and cholesterol. So that's the reason you're getting fatter and fatter.
It is delicious, but, you know, when you have one of those sort of, like a long stick, or you know, pieces of lamb on a stick, and you sometimes just get just a nice sort of globule of fat, and you're basically just eating fat on its own there. It's delicious, but it's a bit naughty.
That's how we design shish kebab. It should be one fat one and one, you know, not that fat one.
Yes, I think a balanced diet is really important these days. And in China, I think it's completely outdated if we still say that if someone is a bit fatter means someone has a better life, because I think you can look at the United States. You know, it sort of reflects the future of us to some extent, I suppose. When it's bigger people, often they just eat too much junk food, and it doesn't really mean that much about your social status, and you should stay away from it.